Okay, so tonight I just spent a lot of time with my wife, and I had all the plans for when I was going to do it, to do the recording that I had accidentally deleted and all of that stuff. And my wife got home like 4 hours early from work, which was great because the newborn was not happy that she was gone. Like, he was just not sleeping, like, even though he was super tired. And he's not, like, super angry. He's very chilled kid, but either way. So, and then my wife decided we'd do a Christmas tonight. I think she told me this, like, every day for the last week, but kind of forgot still. So, well, we're doing Christmas and stuff tonight. But I have to go run and grab some Christmas tree lights because all the ones from last year somehow broke. Freaking gnomes went in and changed it all in the middle of the year. Probably in the summertime, they probably just go in there and replace some of the good bulbs with bad bulbs, and it's just impossible to figure out. So, I had 3 lucid dreams today. And I say today because I had, like, no lucid dreams last night. I had no dreams last night. I woke up this morning with zero recall. I'd slept about 4 hours because I stayed up too late watching TV on Dream Views and playing video games. You know how it goes. but anyway, I knew I was going to be able to sleep in as well, so I did that. And I knew I'd get a nap as well. Like, there was just way too much sleep in my future, so I needed to cut that down. So I went to bed at like 3 and got up at like 7:30. And then I went back to sleep. I was listening to a creepypasta. It was by Mr. Creepypasta on YouTube. I don't know if you guys know what that is. You can check it out if you want to. They're very creepy. I mean, they're not extremely creepy, but when you're falling asleep, things get a little more creepy, I feel like. So I was watching this one that was called POW, which is Prisoners of War. And anyways, in the thing, they started going down into they started going down into a bunker, and like everything made it sound like there was, like, it was either haunted or evil or cursed or something. It was just very bad. And at the time, you don't know what's wrong, and there's just found dead bodies and everything, and it's just getting really eerie, you know. And this is when I fell asleep. I didn't know that I fell asleep at first, though, but I started seeing a bunch of stuff, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I am, like, literally down in that place right now. And so I start looking around, and I notice that everything is Minecrafty. And so I start clearing out some areas and start throwing torches, which throwing torches is pretty easy. Instead of just grabbing, like, trying to find a torch and throwing it, I just move my finger like it's a mouse and just click and just expect it to throw a torch like you would when you're actually playing Minecraft. And so I did that and threw torches everywhere, and I started thinking about making a little area there and actually, like, trying to find some diamond, because that would be really awesome. And as I started doing that, I started hearing the story even more, and I started getting really freaked out that I was going to start seeing a monster or a demon or something down there. I was like, oh crap. And I was like, well, I'll use the Minecraft rules that nothing can spawn in the light. So I started throwing torches like everywhere, just like probably 40 torches. And then I started hearing the baby cry, and then I heard my wife talking, and I was like, oh man, if either one of those are true, I need to wake up. So then I woke myself up, and the baby wasn't crying, and my wife was not home. It was just freaking my imagination. So I wasn't happy with that. My wife got home later, and the baby went automatically to sleep, and then we just had to wait for the 1.5-year-old to take a nap. And I went to sleep, and I just had this strange dream, which I hate using the word strange, because everybody uses it in their dream journal. Strange, weird, huge, crazy. All of these are, like, just words you see in every dream journal, so I try to not use them. So I had this dream that I was in I do not know much of the plot, but I was with a group of people, and we were doing some, I want to say experiments, but I'm not 100% sure exactly what we were doing. Either way, it involved sleeping. So as soon as I fell asleep, I realized I was dreaming, but I also realized that I was actually dreaming before that as well. And so what I decided to do was start saying I'm dreaming over and over, which is always a good thing in a dream. And as I do that, I noticed that I'm in third person and my character is just saying, I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. And I'm like, okay, this needs to stop. I'm like, I need to get to first person, because he's like, he's saying I'm dreaming, but he's doing other things in the dream because he met people there. I can't really hear him because I'm too busy saying I'm dreaming. And so I just stop it with all the power that I have. I just tell him to stop, you know, and then I get him to slow down. It switches back to first person. And I think this is mainly because I have had such a little sleep last night that I was a little bit tired that it switches to third person. It usually happens whenever I'm not getting good recall. I don't have many third person lucids though. So then I look around and there's a gymnasium. It doesn't have a roof. It's in the middle of like a circular building, and then there's no roof and over the top, and it's a basketball gym. And so I decide to do one of the tasks because I notice that the basketball floor is white. And so I lean down and think that it has to be snow. And I make a ball real fast with it, and then I solidify it so it's really, really strong. And then I summon someone across the floor. And then I give a countdown from three, and we start throwing snowballs at each other. So we have this huge... It was pretty epic. I mean, there was no... I tried to only use my own speed, which I did pretty well. And I ended up winning. I actually hit him like three times in a row. I kept solidifying my snowballs. I did do that, which is kind of cheating. But, you know, it felt much better whenever he fell back and then fell through the floor and disappeared. So I won. And then I woke up. And then I woke up twice. Actually, like, into real life. And then I was like, oh, man, I should just go back to sleep. And I heard something, I got up and looked around, and then I went back to sleep. So it wasn't a de-aisled this time. And then I went back to sleep. I was with the people again, and they were doing, they still running the experiment, telling me to go to sleep. And I, but this time I realized I was dreaming, like, almost right away. Not quite a wild, but pretty quick dialed. And so I realized I was dreaming, and then I went back to sleep in the dream to just add another layer of thought into it. I don't know. It's fun. And I went back right back to the gymnasium, which was I was pretty happy of. And I decided that I wanted to continue with the dodgeball thing, but I wanted to try it with my dream, with imagination speed, as I call it. And so I started summoning people that I knew and people that would be good at volleyball or at dodgeball. Alright, I don't think the quality will sound bad here. I'm just walking somewhere real fast. So, I was going to just summon a bunch of superheroes, because those are the only people that seem like they would be good enough at dodgeball, because I wanted to use imagination speed, and it would be really, really too easy against seven normal, or four on four against normal people. And so, I summoned a bunch of superheroes, but then what happened was, I didn't end up summoning a bunch, but I actually only summoned Batman and Spider-Man, which are my two favorites. Spider-Man first, obviously. Come on. I know you guys are going to say that Batman is way more cool than Spider-Man, but that's why I don't like him as much. I don't like the cool, I like the nerdy. That's the whole point of Spider-Man. So, that leaves you with the five other random people I thought were superheroes at the time, but I'm realizing now are not, because I've never seen or heard of them before. So then I finally remembered my goal to get Frying Man in a dream. I couldn't remember what it was for, though, which is a little annoying. I do remember that I did have a kid 8 days ago. I didn't have a kid, but I do have a brand new baby. I'm a very busy person. Very low on sleep and everything, so my goals are even worse than usual, and I'm not amazing with goals in the first place. So, then we get there. I try to summon him, or unsummon one of the other people and summon him. It doesn't work, and it doesn't seem to make them very happy, so we're starting off the game. I have not summoned him. So I just summon someone else real fast and see if it's him. And I think it might have been him, but it's really hard to tell. He started acting weirder than the rest of them. But then one of the big ones that kind of reminded me of Thor as a superhero, but it wasn't because it didn't look like Thor, started running up to me to play dodgeball. And I'm like, dude, we... Because before, I hadn't had any lines or anything like that that people had to stand behind. But I'm like, dude, we have to have a line. So then I used scan to create a barrier because I wanted to make sure that it was a very specific barrier, and scan was easier to create the line type of barrier, which is, and so, but when I used scan, it accidentally kicked me out of, because obviously when you use scan, you normally kind of expand your consciousness to the whole place. So I just used it for the whole gym, and then what happened was I created the barrier where I wanted to, and then it switched to third person, or actually not third person, an overview view, just overhead, and then I started realizing that I was playing a video game, and everything was kind of checkered, and there was like a 5x5 checker on my side of the court, and all seven of them were playing against me instead of the 4-on-4 that I had wanted. And then I started moving my body, which I could still move it, but I was looking at it from like 30 feet away on the top, so I was like, okay, this is going to be very difficult. But whenever they threw the things, it basically shot straight across and stayed across, because it had turned a little less graphic-y. And the reason it had, I found out, was because it kind of kicked me out into a video game type of playing thing. And it just shot straight across. And since there were seven of them and only five squares, I guess there's 25 squares, but there's only five squares side by side that I can go in, there's absolutely no way for me to not get hit. And so then and I don't even know if they hit me with snowballs or just real, like dodgeballs, but anyway, so that completely kicked me out of the game. It said game over, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to go back into the game and, like, jump in, because jumping into a video game is pretty easy. And the video game, I could not get to work. So then I look around, and I'm actually still in the gym. And so I'm like, okay, sweet. So I decide that I'm going to try to do something again. And then I was like, you know what? Let me look around. I'm like, there's no ceiling on this thing. So I look up, and there's just really awesome stars and no moon, but just like the whole place is just lit by stars, really. And it's like really well lit. Like, that's the only source of light I can find, but it looks like an actual gym, how lit, bright it is. And it just looks really cool. And I just stare at the stars for a little while until I wake up a little bit later. But it was really fun, dreams. It's fun to play dodgeball in a dream. I always recommend looking at your surroundings and choosing a goal from there if you can't remember your goal 100%. And actually, it was kind of my goal to play dodgeball with somebody for snowball, or to actually just have a real snowball fight, and kind of what I got, but then it kind of got erased and messed up. But I hope you guys like it. I don't have much time to do anything else, so I will talk to you later. Bye.